The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattulo and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Just flew into town tonight. Lady Luck was on our flight. I had a bite to eat at Gino's down the street. And now this welcome sight. Glad to see you're born again. Atlantic City, my old friend. Be there when I bet on 10. I bet on you. Remember how they put you down?
Oh, we know Al Bagot.
There's not an empty room in town. They're happy just to stand. They're eating from your hand. They've come from miles around. There's egg on everybody's face.
I like this song, yeah.
An underdog before the race. You came in first and second place. Came through.
Robert Goulet, that means Al Gattulo is back in charge in the studio back in New York. That's a great, great song. And Joe Piscopo, live from Atlantic City, from the Hard Rock. And it's so great. And the good thing about doing radio like this, and a good morning to you, and how are you this morning? It's a Tuesday. We are not streaming clearly because we're on the road. And maybe we'll stream later in the week, but usually we stream and we, you know, go on and video and everything, and you can see our faces for our radio. But we are at the Hard Rock, still down with law enforcement against drugs, and this is it's a big deal, you know. And I'm very excited that the station has a welcome lead, certainly into Atlantic City, certainly into New Jersey, certainly into the almost 30 states that they are in around the country, helping children battle drug addiction. And alerting them to the dangers of drugs. And when I did a little speech yesterday after we jumped off the air, they had all the police officers from all around the country in the room behind us, which is it's right by the Marquetas Arena within the Hard Rock Hotel. So I'm like, I go in, and now what do you say? These are the men and women that put their lives on the line every day. And they go in with the bulletproof vest, with whatever they – it just any police call nowadays is dangerous. So they said, oh, here's Joe, and he's been backing us, and he's kind of our ambassador. Very proud to be in that capacity for law enforcement against drugs because, you know, I'm just an anti-drug guy, very pro-law enforcement, and I can't stand all this vicious you know, negative portrayal of police. So I go in there and did a nice speech. And most of the people, I don't know that they have any idea who I am, you know, but they just like an old guy who supports them, I guess. So I went in and I did a speech. There were a lot of people there, man. It was jam. I'm telling you, there must have been three times as many people as last year. This organization lead is just jumping off the charts, and it's great. And then we look at all the cool police vehicles here. There's a great Harley motorcycle and a couple beach vehicles here from all police departments all over. So, and then it was great to see the young police officers come over to me and say, Joe, thank you. A lot of them have seen, you know, something that I've done entertainment-wise, but they appreciate the support. And then I'm thinking to myself, you know, this is where we have to take the narrative, you and I, when we go into this next election, is to support law enforcement, law and order. It's about God. It's where we are, one nation under God. It's okay to say that. You know, we believe in the country, believe in family, and it's okay to believe that. And it's amazing how this show has grown on AM 970, thanks to you, certainly, because we believe in these things that are the core values of the United States of America. And is not law enforcement one of the core values? You're not going to have law and order. You know what's happening in New York?
You know, the assault on police officers? Did you see the guy, he was drawing graffiti on a police car? If I ever even thought about, imagine if you were a kid, and there was just a respect. I was taught always to respect, you know, your authorities, to respect your elders. You know, certainly respect the police. So we're doing that. And the beauty of this is, because don't forget, I've been in the at-risk community for most of my life now. And helping out those, you know, there but for the grace of God go all of us. And I keep thinking about that one kid. Keep thinking about that kid. Just sears in my mind. I told you about that one. I first wanted to give back to Newark, New Jersey. And my mentor, Raymond Chambers, said, you want to give back? Sure, okay. And he handed me off to the Newark Police Department, doing a great job in a town that was very, very tough. It's a lot better now, thanks to the police. But it was tough back then, Newark, the hometown of my parents. And remember, I went to the Newark Detention Center. That was run, by the way, by Joe Clark. Remember that, the movie Joe Clark did? That Joe Clark, they made that. It was the principal of Patterson High School. And it was Morgan Freeman did that role. And Joe Clark ran the Newark Detention Center. And then I was about to go in and address some young teenagers. And then that's the kid I told you about, in an orange jumpsuit, shackled hands, shackled by his ankles. Hey, Mr. Piscopo, how are you? And I say, hey, how you doing, man? I said, what are you in here for? And he says, homicide. Homicide. Like you and I would have said, oh, we stole some hubcaps. Remember that? Remember those days? Well, you know, we just, you broke a window here and there. We just got in. No, homicide. Like, and he said it as casual as ever. And the kid, you know, was going in there. And that really, wow, that's exactly what the police have to deal with every single day. So they need our support. We need, and it's good to have the police go into the schools. And I told them yesterday, I said, please keep your uniform on when you go into the classroom. Let them see the police, so they know it's a friend. You know, not just like a fro. And how many times do you hear when somebody walks down the street and they always go, the mother always go, when you go by a police officer, hey, if you're not good, I'm going to call this guy right here. That's not what you got to do. If you see a police officer and you're with a young child, you say, here's one of the heroes or the heroines of the 21st century, law enforcement. So proud to be here for law enforcement against drugs down in Atlantic City, New Jersey. And it's great to be in Atlantic City to catch up. This town is great now, and we invite you all to come down. I am the ambassador for the great state of New Jersey, and I have to tell you, it's beautiful now and has really leaps and bounds. I didn't want to say anything because I had to be careful because everything's great now in the town. But when I used to come down here and they started again, room service would take 3 hours. 3 hours. And I told you the story. I told you the story when I did a thing at Caesars. I told you that story where I ordered the room service from the stage saying, it's so slow. What happened? But room service was in the room, so they knew. And then I told you, and then I had ordered caviar. I told you that, champagne and caviar. I didn't even think about it. And I left. I came back the next year and some guy was knocking on my door. He goes, I swear to God. He goes, Joe, my name is Vinny. You got $3,500 for that room service last year. It's like, I think that's what the boys were in the town, you know? And I said, would you like that in cash or check? I said, Vinny, thank you. I'm a fan. I'm sorry to ask you. I swear to God, that actually happened. Only me. Thank you very much. 12 minutes after 6 o'clock with Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us. Frankie Five Bros is here. Al is back in New York. Hey, it's primary day today. I mean, it's the debate day. We have the South Carolina, I think, the primary on Saturday, forgive me. So it's the debate tonight. And it's going to be Bloomberg. You know you're going to watch. Are you going to watch, right? Because Bloomberg's in it. Come on. Is this great? Mike Bloomberg in it. Steyer is back. Steyer is back. Just when you thought he was out, you know. So it's going to, what's going to happen tonight? I think Bloomberg steps up his game. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. Bernie, meantime, just taken off like a rocket. God bless him. It's scary, but that's what he is. In the meantime, if I may, we could talk about the president in India just absolutely crushing it. And it's unfortunate the time difference, because already it's tomorrow in India, so you're missing a lot of it. So I slept for like a half hour, you know, maybe about a half hour. Yeah. And then I was wide awake, you know, last night. And I gotta get up. And you gotta go back to bed because we gotta get up so early. So then I said, all right, let me see what the president's doing. Because then I saw in real time the president doing a press conference and how they had the video from him in front of 110,000 people and the president and First Lady Melania there at the Taj Mahal. And then I just retweeted it out, a positive story by CNN, a positive story from CNN about the president. President's trip, and if he's feeling the love, apparently what you don't see, and they're not showing, I don't think, enough video, the president was with the motorcade going down streets, people cheering, gigantic pictures of Modi, Prime Minister Modi of India, and President Trump together. This is great. It just makes me proud to be an American. The president is there, and he's just loved like you've never seen. And for CNN to acknowledge it, boom. I think mission accomplished, Mr. President, and you have to give him all the credit in the world for that. So Joe on the radio, and it's great to have you. Now, Joe Grano is going to join us. Joe Grano is a Vietnam veteran, Wall Street icon, ran Payne Weber on Wall Street for years. He's a dear friend, he got so dramatically, catastrophically wounded in Vietnam, yet he still turned it around to a positive and became an icon on Wall Street, really to save Wall Street right after 9/11, with Rudolph Giuliani and Dick Grasso and Ken Langholm. This is one of the heavyweights in the history of Wall Street, and he is one of the prime backers of law enforcement against drugs. And Joe Grano will join us. Anthony Catanoso, you know what? Catanoso is one of the owners, Anthony is, of the Steel Pier. The Steel Pier. So this is great because it's right across from us. I went outside yesterday because without a jacket on. For me to do that, come on now. It was beautiful out. It was like 60 degrees down here in Atlantic City. And Anthony's a great guy. And we're going to be talking about some Donald Trump stories because, people who have been in this town have some great Donald Trump stories, So then we have Don Guardian, former mayor of Atlantic City, and a great guy. The guy that really, I think, was the impetus to turn this town around was Don Guardian. And he was the mayor, and I think he should be the mayor. But listen, he's going to come in. We're going to chat about it. So with Don about the Atlantic City. So Arthur Idala is one of the defense attorneys for Harvey Weinstein. And all right, what happened with Weinstein? He's facing jail time. All of a sudden, he was convicted on some charges, not the major charges, but enough to put him into prison for maybe 20 up to 25 years. They will appeal this decision. Arthur is going to phone in, and you will hear from Arthur Idala directly today on the show. And we appreciate Arthur calling in on the 7 o'clock hour. Because, again, and then Harvey Weinstein apparently had palpitations and went to Bellevue because they were going to lock him up yesterday, man. They were going to lock him up. He had to go right to prison. How about that? Most powerful guy in Hollywood. By the way, where's all those elitists? Where are all the elitists that were Harvey's friends? Didn't anybody come up? Anybody show up in the courtroom? Did they show disdain for what he apparently allegedly has done? No, nothing. So we'll see. What's going on with our dear friend Arthur Idala. Hey, Piscopo in the morning. It's 17 after 6 o'clock. Frankie Five Boroughs is here. I got to tell you, and Al's in the studio in New York. Good morning, Frank. Good morning.
Good morning, Joe. Morning,
great
Joe.
Hey, so this was it. So we went out. They said, Joe, would you go out to dinner last night? And by the way, the upscale restaurants here at the Hard Rock is spectacular. So we're out there with all the good folks with Nick and everybody at Stacey was there, and it was nice dinner. And they go, where's Frankie Five Boroughs?
Well, did anybody say we should have invited him?
You know what? I think I might have said that. You're always welcome. And I said, let me guess, because I don't know for a fact. I said he's probably at the Borgata across the way gambling. Was I right?
Well, first of all, I was in a very limited position to gamble without any money.
It's always a deal breaker.
Exactly. So I had sort of a late lunch, early dinner with Mary and her boyfriend and my wife, and then took a nap because, our day starts pretty early.
Oh, Lord.
And then my mother did give me her comp card, and she had 90 bonus slot dollars, something like that. So I was going to try and parlay that 90 bonus slot dollars into cash to gamble with. And I did. So I got from her 90 bonus slot dollars, I got 117 actual dollars that I promptly lost at the craps table. But in about 20 minutes. But we went to see a comedy show at the Borgata. It was a lot of fun. But mostly we just hung around. Trust me, with the amount of alcohol I drank yesterday,
oh,
Lent cannot come soon enough tomorrow.
you know what? Ash Wednesday tomorrow,
right,
guys. Al, we're going to church getting ashes tomorrow.
No, no, no. You're going to church.
Not come me. On.
Or
come
alternatively, you could join me at the Grand Havana Room tomorrow night, and we'll have ashes there.
Tomorrow is my 20-year wedding anniversary. I'm not getting ashes, nor will I be joining you to smoke cigars.
Are you going to go? Usually you postpone it, Al. Usually do it on another date.
We did.
3 weeks ago we went to dinner.
So it's done. So you're off the hook.
Exactly.
No, I'm not. I have to take my son for a physical tomorrow, and then I have to change that light fixture in my bathroom.
Well, that's great way to celebrate your anniversary.
Let me tell you. I thought your excuse for leaving here yesterday.
Yes, and when I got home, I found I was vacuuming up glass shards all over the bathroom. My son did a great job cleaning it up, but he cut himself twice. He was bleeding all over the place. I had to clean all that up, and then I can't change the fixture because I'm an idiot. So I called a friend of mine, and he said, "Yeah, I'll come over on Wednesday, and we'll swap."
You called a friend to change the fixture? Yeah, that's good because he won't charge you. Yeah, yeah.
No. I'm gonna pay him in beer and stuff, and you know, whatever. But
Al is here. Frankie is here. Piscopo on the radio. 20 minutes after 6 o'clock. Debbie is out there on the roads for you. Good morning, Debbie. Duhame, how you doing this morning?
By the way, did you see when Trump entered that stadium in India?
They
were playing Macho Man. Macho Man. That was hysterical.
I'm telling you. Everybody's got to relax. Everybody's got to just work with this, I think, this president. And I say it in a nice, objective way. Debbie, he is revered. Not just loved. He is revered over there. And he's the leader of the free world. He's the president of the United States. And people can't stand when I say that. But he's revered in India, man. And it was just so exciting to watch. I did see that. And all
that
around.
Funny.
By the way, you don't see this in the news. And thanks for mentioning it. And I know we got to go, but driving down with the beast, driving his presidential limousine, people are cheering in the side of the street.
They were going nuts.
Pictures.
They were dancing, screaming. You know,
just like they do in New York. Oh, that's
kind of. not so much. Oh, that was amazing, though, to see. It really was.
It was really
cool.
Debbie, always great to hear your voice in the morning, and appreciate you being there. Debbie's out there on AM 970. The Answer. How are we doing this morning, Deb?
Joe, over on the Atlantic City Expressway, moving smoothly, getting out toward the Garden State Parkway. No major problems on the Garden State Parkway. New Jersey Turnpike northbound, slowing down by 14 in Newark, getting into the Newark Bay Extension. That's going to be busy eastbound out by the Newark Bay Bridge. Getting reports of a problem on 80 East, exit 12, with an accident on the shoulder, heading right into Alamuchi. And if you're going to be taking a spin to the Jackie Robinson eastbound, right at Kew Gardens, accident blocking one lane, Woodhaven Boulevard into 103rd Avenue. Getting reports of an accident right at the intersection. Eastbound Gowanus slowing down up through the Prospect. LIE, that's solid westbound at Jericho Turnpike. Looks like an accident now in the right lane. Hudson River Crossing still moving okay. Southbound Thruway brake check heading down toward exit 12 and approaching the Tappan Zee Bridge. Checking in on the forecast, we're going to see some showers today on and off with a high of 51 degrees. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe Piscopo on the radio, and a good morning to you. So if you're planning a wedding or engagement party, a corporate party, birthday or anniversary party, bar mitzvah, I don't have to keep going. You know, if it's a special event, I personally like you're going to propose to somebody. We want you to do it on a private luxury yacht. How about that? Your guests will be so impressed, and memories will last a lifetime. You let Francesca find you the yacht that's best for your event. Francesca, she's such a wonderful person. She has beautiful yachts in her and vessels in her fleet that can accommodate from 2 to over 1,000. Imagine that. Hey, how about just the two of you on a yacht? How cool is that? And guests can board at convenient locations throughout the metropolitan area if a private yacht is not in your budget. How about a private deck charter? Fran's yachts are fully insured, Coast Guard certified. FransTouchOfClass.com. That's where you got to go. FransTouchOfClass.com to see the full range of yachts in her fleet. They give her a call. Find out about your options. Fran will fill you in on the yachts, describe the delicious cuisine, give you the details of all the services provided. You know, I have to tell you, if I can, just as an aside, that Mike Gallagher, when we first went on the yacht, and Jerry Crowley, our boss, said, we're doing a schmooze cruise. We're going to go out with all the sponsors. So me and Mike, being the tough guys that we are, went, I hope I don't get seasick. You know, we were worried about it. Was one of the most glorious surprises that we had. Mike and I had the best time, and we cannot wait to always go on this yacht with Fran, because it's stable, it's nice, it's beautiful, the food's great, and the views around Manhattan are to die for. Here's the number for Fran's, for Fran, by the way, touchofclass.com, 212-385-9400, 212-385-9400. 9400 or please franstouchofclass.com.
I got an email last night from Catherine who said, Mike, I want to tell you about Fellowship Home Loans and my experience. I got in contact with Kevin at Fellowship Home Loans, was very pleased at how he handled my reverse mortgage. Kevin told me what I needed to know. He answered all my questions, even some I hadn't asked. And he went above and beyond the call of duty. It was a pleasure working with him. I'll definitely recommend Fellowship Home Loans to anyone I know needs help. That's just the way they do things. It's in their DNA. You want a new purchase with the historic interest rates? You want to jump on a reverse mortgage now, a refund? Fellowship Home Loans. Mike, Brian, the team, Kevin, all these great, great folks. Fellowship Home Loans. Give them a call. 800-510-MIKE. 800-510-6453. Or just go to online to fellowshiphomeloans.com. Fellowshiphomeloans.com. Use the promo code MikeG. Catherine's experience is very typical of the people that I know who have delightedly done business with Fellowship Home Loans.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans. Equal Housing Opportunity Lender. MLS number 60134.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa. Tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio, have you checked out Retro? We got $0 enrollment fee, $0 enrollment fee from Retro Fitness. I love Retro Fitness. You know, one of our buddies, Tim McDonough, was just here, the mayor of Hope, New Jersey. Great guy. And he's going down to the gym. And I said, they have a nice gym here at the Hard Rock. He goes, yep, not as good as yours. See the buzz? The buzz already on the Flemington gym? I'm just saying, Retro and Flemington. But if you get $0 enrollment, that's just in time to get your body in shape for summertime. Come on, we're down the shore now. Spring is here pretty soon. Summertime, you want yourself in shape, you know. And Retro is constantly thinking of ways to give members the upper hand. So they got this deal on the ultimate membership that lets you experience everything Retro has to offer. It's a $0 enrollment fee. No gimmicks, no extra fees, $0 enrollment fee. And plus you get this top-of-the-line fitness equipment, great equipment at Retro, group fitness classes, hydro massage, child sitting. And it's, I love that when we go down to Flemington and I'm working out down there, I see the moms come in, and they come in together, and they kind of do these buddy workouts, right? And then they leave the kids in the child sitting area, and we have someone to watch the children, the smoothie bar to die for. We want you to come to Flemington, but you could check out, if you would, RetroFitness.com. All around where you hear my voice, RetroFitness.com. You go /location, and you come to Flemington, New Jersey. If you want to come to Flemington, here's the number for Stacy down there, 908-238-3695. It's 908-238-3695. Again, get real with Retro Fitness of Flemington, New Jersey.
Got something to say? Call into the Joe Piscopo Show right now, 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999.
A ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. Good morning, Joe Piscopo on the radio, 627 on February 25th, 2020. Great to have you with us. We have a nice show, a great show. We're from Atlantic City. We're here for Law Enforcement Against Drugs, the lead conference down here in Atlantic City. A lot of police officers from all around. We're probably in the safest place in the world right here. And the good thing about it, no coronavirus. Because I'm all around now, this coronavirus thing is just taking off. The stock market dove 1,000 points yesterday. What's going on? Is there an end in sight? Was this, and I'm being conspiratorial here, this is me being, this is not fact, was it out of a bio lab? Was it a biological weapon? Is that too controversial for me to say that? I don't know, but I mean, you got to be careful. I don't know what's going on. They don't have any answers to it. Are we addressing it? The president wants $2.5 billion to fight it. Of course, Chuck Schumer goes up against him. Chuck, sit down. Stop it. Just stop it. It's like Chuck Schumer's job just to go against everything and anything. But this is a story that I read. I think I read this last week, but this was from, I forget what news source, but I'm reading here. Many leading Chinese scientists are starting to speak out and say COVID-19, that's the coronavirus, originated at a government bioweapons research facility in Wuhan, in China, rather than the widely held belief that it emerged from the city's Wanan, Hunan seafood markets. So we don't know. Was it what it was? All I know is China was not on top of this. How does this affect President Xi? Because here, if he can't get a hold of a virus that got out there, what it was made for? But all I know is people all around now are just it's now all over the world in little areas. Do we get a handle on it? What's the story, Frankie? Did they say that once it gets warm, the virus stops?
I'm not sure, but I mean, it would seem to make sense. But what you said just a minute ago about the possibility of this somehow being connected to some sort of biological weapon, I don't think that's crazy at all. I mean, we spoke to Congressman Chris Smith about his efforts to determine the origins of Lyme disease, and there's a great deal of evidence to suggest that Lyme disease was the result of American experiments with biological weapons. So if America was doing this in the 50s or the 60s, do we really think that the Chinese government wouldn't be doing the same thing these days? I don't think it's the craziest notion to at least look at that.
Yeah, just saying. And it's a coincidence that this comes out of the Wuhan district in China, province in China, and then that's it. There happens to be a bioweapons lab there. Are you kidding me? But the fact of the matter is that's a Joe Biden quote. Fact of the matter is, that's all Joe Biden.
No malarkey.
No malarkey. But do we have a handle on it? Do antibiotics start? Is it as deadly as they're saying? Once people start taking antibiotics, they pretty much, if you're healthy, beat this. The problem is, if you're not healthy, it could mean the death sentence.
Yeah, I mean, there's some people that came into the country, Americans that came into the country from a cruise ship, some of whom had the coronavirus.
Yeah, yeah.
And apparently HHS gave the okay for them to come into the country. The president was evidently outraged because they should have been held at sea for 14 days or quarantined somewhere for 14 days, not brought into the country, which is what CDC advised. So I think we have to be a lot smarter with with our policy about who we're letting into the country, especially if you're contaminated or in possibility of being contaminated with the coronavirus. But I mean, like a lot of cliches, I know you've talked with Dr. Nina, she's going to be on the show Friday, Dr. Jeanette, and a lot of other folks. A lot of cliches happen to be true. The best thing you can do is wash your hands often.
You couldn't book Dr. Nino and I'm
I tried.
Here in
I tried. City. I tried. Trust me, I tried.
He's always watching
Trust
my
me,
back.
Good move, Frank. Good move.
He's watching my back.
She's in D.C. today.
Oh, is she really?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
No,
when's she coming back? Frank.
Frankly, Joe's in the car on the way to D.C. I got business down there.
Yeah. Hey, so listen, apparently. This was the, let me see, it's the second warmest February for Atlantic City. I mean, here we are in Atlantic City, the second warmest February. It was 60 degrees. For me to step outside, you
it
know what I mean?
Beautiful.
Because I always put a hood on, right, Al? I put the hood on, I put the whole
thing. I'm surprised you didn't bring the Nanook of the North coat down.
I walked out on the boardwalk yesterday. It was beautiful. I have to post a picture. It was really nice. So now it was I like this global warming. I don't know if it's what you call it, climate change, global warming, whatever it is. I like it, and we'll hear from who's with us today, Jason again? Jason with us?
Yes.
No idea. Yeah. No idea. We don't know. We'll find out in about 20 minutes.
That's what I like. Gamble. We're
you see,
take
but
gamble.
He's the type of guy I'm going to criticize because I don't care.
Yeah.
He's not listening. He's the type of guy who should write out exactly what he wants to say because his ad-libbing skills
are not
exactly
it.
Great.
Because nice
you go, okay. You know, like he's in the middle of something. You go, okay. And he stops.
Yeah.
Well, he stops and says, yeah.
Yeah? Huh? Huh? Yeah. It doesn't work.
Oh, look, Pitbull's down here. Saturday's April 4th.
I'll be on my way back from the Atlantic City Beer Music Fest on April
4th. Yeah, come on. So. This is good. Look at this. This guy at the
They
Hard
got
Rock.
Some great stuff at the Hard Rock coming up. I saw Sting there at the arena in November, and it was phenomenal. I mean, that's a great place to see a show.
This Marquette is behind us, the Marquette Arena.
Yeah.
Frankie, this is a great arena.
Yeah, it was very nice. Obviously, as you mentioned, named for Mark Geddes, who died very tragically in a helicopter executive,
Then
they named the arena for him, and the Hard Rock, to their credit, out of respect to the family and at the family's request, rechristened it and kept it as the Geddes Arena when they reopened 2 years ago.
There was a room here called the Xanadu Lounge. Is that still here?
I don't think so.
He has Frank everything about Lang City. We'll have to check
Well, he usually know. He usually knows, and if not, AC Mike knows. But by the way, you talked about Trump yesterday, about when the president was private citizen Trump and owned it as the Trump Taj Mahal.
When
the new rules came into effect for the Ultimate Fighting Championship and New Jersey approved them, the first place to actually hold an Ultimate Fighting Championship fight with the new rules implemented was at the Trump Taj Mahal.
Just like that. Thank you, Albert. There's the facts that you will never find anywhere else. Hey, it's Joe on the radio, 877-970-2999. I see the phone. Let me grab Charlie real quick, and then we're going to break for Al. Professor Finch on the airwaves. Charlie, good morning. What's on your mind this morning, my friend?
Great energy from AC Joe. Very much appreciated. Good listening. A quick comment on the coronavirus and Bernie Sanders. I was in Bellevue last week, talked to a number of doctors and nurses from China. Definitely it came from a lab. Not to get too technical, but it's a single RNA strand rather than DNA, if you know your biology out there, folks. And this indicates that there was an experiment to merge the SARS and MERS viruses, according to these Bellevue professionals on the front line, that went bad and was taken out of the lab. So it's definitely a human source from a lab. I can confirm that. Now, on Bernie Sanders, Hugh Hewitt wants to vote for him. A lot of people think that he's sympathetic. He's a danger, especially in a crisis mode. As I've said on this show in 2016 many times, Senator Sanders, Joe, was the head of the Senate Vietnam Veterans Committee for many years when these VA hospitals collapsed. He did nothing, and especially with vets like Mr. Grano on your show today, I would appeal to vets and law enforcement to investigate this. Let's do something like the Swift Boat guys did to John Kerry in 2004 and take down Sanders. There is evidence of his bad leadership. Very important in my view. Great show. Go Trump.
Yeah, thank you, Charlie. Well done. Well said. You always appreciate the preparation, Professor Finch. I'm telling you, you know, I'm not conspiratorial, but if you look at the facts and you see where that virus comes from, and it's in a there, if all I hear, all I heard was there was like a bio lab in the Wuhan province. That's all it for. That's it for me. I'm thinking they came up with this. So, and now Charlie is from his talks with the folks at Bellevue. And again, this isn't clarified or verified, but Charlie knows what he's talking about. He says this was a man-made virus. 877-970-2999. Again, we don't know for a fact. I'm just saying what I'm convinced that it is a man-made, and that the Chinese had an ulterior motive with the coronavirus.
Unless there's evidence that proves otherwise.
That's exactly right. And bring it forth.
Exactly.
That's exactly right. Hey, 6:36 with Joe on the radio. Big Al standing by in New York with the headline news just for yous on AM 970. The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
47 degrees at 6:37. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Governor Murphy outlines his third budget for the state today. While a new study says the Garden State has the least competitive business climate in this part of the country, the report released yesterday studies a half dozen business drivers in seven states, including New York, Pennsylvania, and Delaware. The study says New Jersey ranks last among those factors. The study comes from the New Jersey Business and Industry Association. A New York woman is being fined for trying to take a loaded gun on a plane. She got as far as the security checkpoint. TSA officers spotted it in her carry-on when it went through X-ray at an airport near Manhattan. The woman said she forgot it was there. The TSA says the gun had seven bullets, one in the chamber. Last year, more than 4,400 guns were seized from carry-on bags across the country. Nearly 90% of them were loaded. In sports, Knicks beaten by the Rockets in Houston 123-112. Nets led by 13 at the half but couldn't close out the Magic, losing 115-113 in Brooklyn. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Let's go to the Taconic south of Baldwin Road into Yorktown, getting reports of a stalled vehicle. Southbound Thruway picking up volume at the Tappan Zee Bridge. Inbound GWB up to 15, Lincoln 20. Holland about 30 minutes in from both approaches. 80 East, exit 12. Accident getting out toward Alamuchi. Expect delays on 440 North getting up toward Industrial Ave. Looks like an accident here getting up through that Woodbridge area. And we are seeing delays this morning as you head to the Cross Bronx West right into 3rd Avenue. Stop and stop-and-go traffic eastbound BQE by the Battery Tunnel and some stop-and-go traffic as well at the Whitestone Bridge getting into Queens. It looks like a disabled tractor trailer in the way, so prepare for delays there as well. Over on the Jackie Robinson East at Kew Gardens, a collision as well to watch out for. Let's check in on the forecast. Some scattered showers today with a high of 51. Tomorrow afternoon, more showers with a high going up to 49. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Are you tired of staring at that dent? At Mako, getting collision repaired is as easy as book, quote, fix. Come to Mako for a collision repair backed by our best price guarantee. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
Ladies and gents, when you look in the mirror, do you wish you could turn back the hand of time for glowing, younger skin that you love? For over 20 years, InviteHealth.com has offered super premium quality supplements. Now they've combined the power of superior skincare ingredients with full spectrum hemp extract to offer you their new hemp face cream with fig and orange. I absolutely love it. InviteHealth.com offers a collection of premium quality full-spectrum hemp extract products that are grown in the U.S. and seed-to-shelf certified, tracking every milligram of hemp. Now you can order their hemp face cream at 50% off retail on your first order. Buy two and get free shipping, 800-789-1125, or visit invitehealth.com and use the promo code Debbie for 50% off retail on your first order of hemp face cream with fig and orange. Invite Health for a healthier life. You're invited.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com. You can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
Joe on the radio, good morning. Great to have you with us on AM 970 The Answer. It is 641, and I hope you're getting up and at 'em and all is well for you on this February 25th. It's hard to know who to trust when selling your home, right? I'm thinking about selling my house, Frankie. I don't know. You know, it's like, it's the kids.
Where would you go?
Exactly. I want to stay in Jersey, but, you know, it's too much to worry about. I'm not that age.
You want me
man.
To ask around down here? See if we can get you something?
Sure, man. Well, I'm thinking of calling Lewis Calamine. Get Calamine and Company Real Estate to come at least check it out, you know? Because you go online. I go online and I look. And there's some really fun online real estate sites, but nothing like Lewis Calamine and Company because they deal with you personally. They get the deal closed quickly. And they get the job done right. They also specialize in selling estate-owned properties and are regularly hired by executives, administrators, attorneys, even the surrogates court. And the most impressive thing, what I love about Calamine, is their 100% success rate. Did I say 100%? I did. They sell 100% of properties brought to market. No other broker can make that claim. Offices are in Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan, Staten Island. You can call Calamine & Company at 718-998-1100, 718-998-1100, or go please to calamine.com. Clients come first at Calamine & Company Real Estate.
Larry Elder, the sage from South Central, tonight at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio. We're live from Atlantic City at 643 on the East Coast, and we appreciate you joining us on AM 970, The Answer, and AM970TheAnswer.com around the world. And it's great to see you. I know it's so quiet outside, Frank. It's like, this is when I used to come in, you know. I mean,
no. Oh, you and me both.
You matter of fact, if you didn't have the radio show,
that's right. I'd still be out there.
Look at Frankie Fibros in Atlantic City. Seth Grossman is a New Jersey attorney. He's a lot of fun. And every time we come down to Atlantic City, we ask Seth to join us. Candidate for World Zionist Organization Congress, the founder of LibertyAndProsperity.com. Hey, Seth, thanks for coming in live, brother. How are you, man?
It's always an adventure. You know, last time I looked for a cup of coffee and ended up getting ejected in the employee cafeteria because I didn't have a badge.
This time,
I thought I found a free parking spot, ended up walking all the way around. I got a half a mile run to get here, but it's always an adventure.
Why don't you
to
just
be here.
Pull it up front? You didn't want to pull it up front. You're not that kind of guy.
Who knows?
You're Seth Grossman. They all know you down here, man.
Right, but in any case, so I'm the guy. I ran for Congress as a Republican in 2018.
Yeah.
I didn't have a chance because the Democrat had never lost an election for 17 years, incumbent assemblyman. The Republican Party denounced me because I was too conservative, too pro-Trump. I narrowly lose the election to the Democrat. Now the Democrat becomes a Republican, and he's now Trump goes to Wildwood to see him. I mean, how strange could South Jersey be?
Did you go down? Did you go down a while?
Of course I was there. It was a festival.
Seth, you know what? Because you did. You were positive. Jeff Van Drew, you're talking about, who was on the show as a Democrat. We loved him as a Democrat, and then he saw the light, and he becomes a Republican.
Not just a Republican, but a Trump Republican.
Yeah.
Who was too Republican when I ran, I was too Republican by being a Trump Republican. But it's crazy. But now, this whole thing is being recreated within the Jewish world because there's a heavily contested online election for what's called the World Zionist Organization.
Yeah, tell us about that.
It's the world's largest Jewish organization, has a $1 billion budget, collect from charities from Jews around the world and in Israel. Every 5 years, there's a Congress to decide who runs it. And that is done in an online election. You have to go to it's called ZionistElection.org. You pay a $7.50 fee, and you vote. And there are 15 slates of candidates running. And what you have, the same battle going on in America, is going on within this Jewish Congress.
Oh, interesting.
They say what happens to the world happens to the Jews first.
Yeah, interesting. So you're running to be the head of the World Zionist Organization?
No. It's like Israeli elections. You're part of a slate.
Got it. Yeah, okay.
I am part of what's called the ZOA, Zionist Organization of America slate. Mm. That's the mainstream pro-Israel, pro-Jewish, pro-Benjamin Netanyahu slate. And needless to say, the Bernie Sanders types, the so-called progressive slates who want to divert all the money from protecting Israel, protecting Jews, and use it for, quote, progressive causes. Actually, one of the other slates was actually kissing Mahmoud Abbas, the Palestinian leader.
Really?
When he came to the U.N. So it's that battle, it's almost like the Bernie Sanders versus Trump.
Yeah.
Is being replayed within the Jewish world.
Yeah.
And so if anyone wants to know about it, just go to ZOA.org and you'll see what it's all about.
Unbelievable. You always come up with something very interesting. I didn't even know this was around or that you could get kind of like I guess it's kind of like a parliament or kind of a
right. It's that same crazy Israeli election system where I'm not on the ballot.
Let me stay in with Jeff Van Drew for a second. And I appreciate, by the way, your dedication to your heritage, because I don't understand what I talk about it all the time. The anti-Semitic rise that's happening within the House of Representatives, for example, in the United States.
Well, let me just talk about this. And this is really what motivated me to run. Last December, you had two Jews murdered by blacks in Jersey City. And not only that, you had video within the community saying, oh, they didn't kill enough Jews. I mean, this vicious, hateful anti-Semitism coming out of the black community. You had Jews were getting beat up on subway platforms and sidewalks all over New York. You had five or six Jews stabbed in Muncie, New York. And then there was supposed to be a rally against the hate against the Jews. I go up there with 20 or 25,000 other people, and it's all fight Trump, fight white supremacy. It was like a total disconnect, and I'm saying, my God, this Jewish leadership is nuts. So that's how I got involved in this movement to say we Jews are under attack, and we refuse to identify the people who were doing it.
Yeah, just to verify, it's not blacks against the Jews, but the
so-called the Democrat, this woke Democrat alliance, with the Islamic world, your Reverend Sharptons, your Louis Farrakhans, this hate Jews. Plus, on campus, this anti-Israel hatred on almost every American college campus. So. So it's the hate is not just it's one isolated hateful person.
At least you have Rashida Tlaib sticking up for you.
They're well funded. They get the media. They get the publicity. So Jews have to wake up and see who our true friends are and who our true enemies are.
And I have a series of questions I want to ask. But why does the Jewish community, especially in New York, continually vote Democrat? And the Democratic Party really has an anti-Semitic rise within the party. Yet our Jewish friends, our brothers and sisters, still vote blindly Democratic.
There's a fascinating book that was written by Benjamin Netanyahu's father. His father, Ben Sion Netanyahu, lived in Philadelphia because he was on the outs with the political establishment in Israel. And he wrote this book about the Spanish Inquisition, fascinating book, 1,400-page book, which he concludes, Jews have been stupid about politics for 2,000 years. Cool. It's nothing new. And the reason is because Jews, so many Jews want to be accepted. They want to be modern. So they'll want to suck up to the people in power.
This is
something that's been going on for 1,000 years.
But I will talk to folks in New York who are just very, very liberal, and they happen to be my Jewish friends, and they don't want to hear about the president. They don't. You tell me about Donald Trump. He's terrible. He's evil. Meantime, President Trump has been the most pro-Israel president ever in our history, bar none.
Because it's really emotion, and because most Jews, we're well-read, we're sophisticated, so most of us watch CNN News, watch MSNBC, and if you look at that diet of propaganda... They just don't know the facts, and they don't want to know the facts because they think, well, I'm better educated, I read the New York Times every day, so it's very, very difficult, but that battle is going on as more and more Jews wake up. And we're on the verge of losing the largest Jewish organization in the world to people who really hate Netanyahu. They hate Israel. They really want to cut off all the funding for 750,000 Jews who live in Old Jerusalem. So it's a very, very important thing.
And what about Bernie Sanders being from Brooklyn? He's a Jewish guy from Brooklyn. And he has a chance to be president of the United States. But he's he's a socialist, he's a communist. Yeah. So now it's going to be tough for Jewish folks not to vote for Bernie because of that, yes?
Yeah, well, Leon Trotsky was Jewish too. But, a lot of Jews died because of Leon Trotsky.
This guy's a riot.
I never thought
I'd get a Trotsky reference this early in the morning from Atlantic City, only from Seth Grossman.
By the way, when I was in the Soviet...
You were so much fun. This guy is so much fun, yeah.
I was in the Soviet Union in the Gorbachev days, they referred to guys like Bernie Sanders. They didn't say they were Jewish. They say of Jewish origin.
Of Jewish origin.
So I would say Bernie Sanders is of Jewish origin, but he's a dedicated communist now.
Help me out here, Seth. So Jeff Andrew he's not running in a primary. The Republicans are standing down and letting Jeff go.
I think there's one Republican still
running.
Nobody
cares. Yeah. It's all right. Jeff Andrews onward for the Democrat that's running against him.
There's a five or six-way primary. Amy Kennedy is the main one, right?
That's interesting because, everything seems to revolve to Atlantic City. So one of the main candidates, her name is Bridget Harrison, the Democrat running against Jeff Andrew as a Democrat. Uh-huh. So you have two. You have Amy Kennedy, who's Ted Kennedy's daughter-in-law. And
does that help or hurt?
Who knows? But basically, I blame Bridget Harrison for Bernie Sanders because she wrote a textbook that is used in many colleges called American Democracy Now, which basically teaches kids to hate America and become a communist. I mean, really. And even the basic thing it opens, like her definition of politics. Yeah. And this is the Democratic candidate, a likely Democratic candidate against Jeff Andrew. Yeah. She says, politics is a process of deciding who benefits in society and who does not. Politics.
Yeah.
Now, I grew up thinking hard work, achievement, investing. That's what makes you succeed. Not getting active in politics to get the government to give you what you want, by taking it away from somebody else.
Seth Grossman, every time we come in Atlantic City, Seth Grossman is a must guest, so we appreciate it. He's an attorney candidate for World Zionist Organization Congress.
VoteZOA.org, and you'll find out all about it.
You'd be surprised how many people are listening and will do exactly that, Seth. Thanks, brother. God bless.
Thank you.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Debbie's out there at 6:53 on AM 970 The Answer. Thanks, Deb.
Thanks, Joe. Let's go right to the New England Thruway southbound in Port Chester. It's an accident taking two lanes. Jackie Robinson eastbound at Kew Gardens, a collision there. And traffic is moving slowly on the Grand Central Parkway west right into Union Turnpike with an accident blocking one lane. LIE west right at Jericho Turnpike, a collision. Then on the LIE west at Utopia Parkway, it looks like a debris spill. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Do you know that about 70% of people who order the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start, that's for $19.95, you try the product for 3 weeks, about 70% order it again, which means it's working. Pete and Seth Talbot are so proud of what they've accomplished with this tremendous product. I love Relief Factor. I love the family of people who bring the product to the world. I love the way it works. I like that it's all natural. It's not ibuprofen. It's not a prescription. It just works. It's made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. Goes to work on the pain, on the inflammation that causes pain. And again, the fact that the vast majority of people renew, that shows that it's effective. Try it. Just give it a shot. If after 3 weeks it isn't working for you, you know, follow the instructions. 3 packets the first week, you know, 2 packets the day the second. If it isn't working for you, notify them. You're only out $20. What do you have to lose except a whole lot of pain? ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
You make sure his toys don't have any sharp edges. You taught her what to do when the smoke alarm goes off and to wear a helmet when she rides her bicycle. You do so much to keep your child safe. But are you using the right car seat for your child? Car crashes are a leading killer of children ages 1 to 13. Protect your child's future at every stage of life. For information on the right seat for your child, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
Sponsored by the New York State Governor's Traffic Safety Committee.
Hey, I heard you need some work done on your house. Here's somebody I like.
Ooh, thanks.
Wait, what are you doing?
I am verifying your recommendation on Angie's List.
My word's not enough?
I just like to get hundreds of second opinions.
Finding a qualified person is easy. Just check Angie's List. After all, we have info on more pros than just about anybody. Say you heard about a good electrician. We have reviews on them and thousands more, plus ratings, photos, even special offers. Find exactly what you're looking for at AngiesList.com.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Mostly cloudy and cooler for today with a little rain and drizzle at times. Also, watch for areas of fog. The high today, 54. Some drizzle early tonight. Otherwise, mostly cloudy overnight. The low, 43. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy and breezy with occasional rain, drizzle, and also areas of fog. The high tomorrow, 49. Then for Thursday, blustery and turning colder with clouds and maybe a shower early, followed by some afternoon sunshine. We'll have a high of 47, but temperatures will fall into the 30s by the evening commute. AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Joe on the radio. How are you? 877-970-2999. If you want to join us on our Balance of Nature phone line, 656, live from Atlantic City. I want to tell you about the Trinitas Regional Medical Center. I want to say happy 20th birthday. It's been 20 years since Elizabeth General Medical Center and St. Elizabeth Hospital got together and formed Trinitas. And since then, Trinitas has established 12 centers of excellence, including the Comprehensive Cancer Center. Look at this, by the way. I mean, how they've grown since they've been with us. The Wound Healing and Hyperbaric Center that we always tell you about. The Connie Dwyer Breast Center that we tell you about. Cardiology, renal, maternity, behavioral health, and more. In fact, Trinitas has also grown to offer care in every single county in New Jersey. Trinitas's palliative care program received advanced certification from the Joint Commission, and their stroke and joint replacement programs received gold-level certification. And you've heard us talk about Trinitas Center for Wound Healing and Hyperbaric Medicine. You know, they're at an amazing 95% heal rate for problem wounds. 95%, is that wild? To find out more, please visit TrinitasRMC.org. TrinitasRMC.org. And we will be celebrating Trinitas's 20th anniversary and the amazing staff that's made it all happen with a special remote broadcast at Trinitas on March 6th. March 6th, that's National Employee Appreciation Day, by the way. Tune in or stop by the lobby to help me wish a happy 20th anniversary to my friends at Trinitas. Do we have a Bruce Springsteen Day? The boss may have his own day in New Jersey. I don't know. Listen, I'm a big fan. I'm down with that. A state assemblywoman thinks it's time the boss received his due, reading here, by having a day named in his honor. State Assemblywoman Valerie Vanieri Huddle has introduced a bill to make Bruce Springsteen's birthday, September 23rd, an officially recognized day in the Garden State. Even Chris Christie, the biggest Bruce Springsteen fan, did not even suggest this. Bruce was born in Long Branch and raised in Freehold. I don't know, Al. What do you think, huh? About Bruce Springsteen?
I mean, a resolution, really? I mean, do we really need to do that? Just make it the day, and that's it.
Bruce Day. 877-970-2999. Arthur Idala is going to join us, fresh off the Weinstein trial. And we're very happy that Arthur took the time. You talked to them today and yesterday. He's doing good. All right, Arthur Idala live on the air. He's gonna pour it out right on the air. On Piscopo in the Morning, we're coming right back at you.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
47 degrees at 6:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Police dealing with another subway fatality at the Astor Place subway station. For the second time in as many days, a man was hit by a train at the station yesterday afternoon. Cops say the victim already on the tracks when a southbound 6 train ran him over around 3 p.m., killing him. On Sunday, a man in his 30s was hit, but only injured in his arm, was taken to the hospital for treatment. Harvey Weinstein is in a hospital this morning, a day after being found guilty of rape and sex assault. The once powerful Hollywood producer complained of chest pains not long after the verdict was read yesterday in his sex crimes trial in Lower Manhattan. Weinstein's supposed to have been sent to Rikers, instead at Bellevue Hospital, where he's being checked out for high blood pressure and heart palpitations. He faces 5 to 25 years in prison when he's sentenced in March. And Arthur Idala will join us in just a few minutes to talk about the trial.